In Jesus' name, beloved of God. This 17th chapter of Acts is especially comforting to Christians who find themselves alone. For that's what Paul was in Athens, alone. After leaving Philippi's jail and jailer up in Macedonia, he went to Thessalonica. There some unbelievers stirred up a riot and came looking for Paul and Silas. And so when it was dark, the believers smuggled Paul and Silas out of town. Then he came to Berea, and the message of Christ was believed there. But when the troublemakers back in Thessalonica heard what was happening, they came over to Berea to stir up trouble there too. This time the faithful smuggled him out and sent him to the coast, where he could catch a ship going down to Athens, out of the state. Those who brought Paul to Athens left him and went back to Berea, where Silas and Timothy had stayed. And so Paul waited alone in Athens. It's hard to imagine, or I should say it is not hard to imagine, that Paul might have been a little bit low at a time like that. Haven't we all faced times when we felt alone, even in a crowd? Perhaps Paul suffered thoughts of failure when he had to be smuggled out of town after town. Times of discouragement certainly come to all of us, even in your youth, your health, your strength. Even you may face times when you wonder. So if Paul needed a boost, how did the Lord give him strength to continue in faraway Athens all alone? Did he gather great crowds of believers around Paul or on his Facebook page to support him at all times? He did not. Paul was spurred on to continue serving his Lord and Savior when he looked around him. When he looked around him, he saw a center of culture for the world. He saw a famous university, endowments for the arts, beautiful buildings provided by almost a half dozen different millionaires. He saw well-educated people. He saw Harvard, Yale, Stanford all rolled into one. He saw the wise of this world, and he saw their city was full of idols. Idolatry and superstition do not come from intellectual ignorance, but from spiritual ignorance. In the midst of the world's most renowned philosophers, Paul saw a people for whom Christ died, teetering on the brink of disaster, leaning on railings that didn't exist. He saw people moving closer every day to meeting their Maker and not knowing where they were going. He saw the greatest need of these people, and it was his greatest need also. And it was supplied by Jesus Christ and the resurrection from the dead. This is also what he began talking about and discussing every chance he got, whether in the Jewish-speaking synagogue or in the Greek-speaking marketplace. But it was not because Paul had such confidence in himself that he entered into discussions in the synagogue or marketplace. His track record gave him no reason to boast. But he was confident that Jesus Christ, who made the cross a holy altar for the payment that we owed God, he was confident that he would also supply all his needs, all our needs. It was not that Paul was so great, but that Jesus Christ was so great. This is the knowledge that kept him going And in this he was no different from you or me. So Paul applied to the people of Athens the same message of the resurrection which brought him such joy. It is the one message that applies to all of us and to all situations in this life, for it speaks of where we now stand before God and where we are going. It speaks of peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who was delivered for our offenses, for our sins, and was raised again on account of our justification. No matter where the young sailor from Colorado traveled, he always kept his watch on Mountain Time. Our church choir learned about Mountain Time this spring. This sailor said it was easy to find out what time it was wherever he was, but he wanted to know what time it was back home. When it said 5 o'clock, he knew his father was milking the cows. At 7:30 at night, he knew the family was gathered around the table, thanking God for the gifts and praying for the absent son. So it is for Paul in Acts 17, so it is for us today. The Lord our Father has given us many reminders in his word of what is going on in heaven. It's easy enough to see what's going on this earth, but it is seeing what is finished in heaven, seeing our goal, that keeps our knees strong and our direction straight. May the Lord keep us all looking up, whether things are looking up or not. Hymn 215, stanzas 1, 3, and 5.